Mr. President?
Yes?
George Meany is calling on line one.
We're calling him. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir?
You sure you got this?
Yes, sir. I've got it on now.
All right.
George?
Hi, Mr. President.
Tell me we got some troubles down there.
Yeah, I understand we got some troubles on that wheat business.
We can't fall out on foreign policy. We can fuss about a contract. And I don't know what those folks have said that they haven't done, but I wish that you'd try to get them to go through it.
Let me tell you what the picture is. Now, when this wheat deal come along, I made a statement that we had no objection to selling wheat to the Russians, and I got these people to go along.
Yeah.
With the understanding that 50% of the wheat would be shipped in American bottoms.
Yep.
And when this came up at a cabinet meeting, President Kennedy had assurances that the American bottoms were available to sell this 50% to send this 50% of the wheat in American bottoms to Russia. Then a private American corporation makes a deal with the Russians, and in the deal, they put stipulations that that nullify our government's understanding. In other words, they say they can't use tankers because they have too big a draft. Now, Frank Roosevelt has been talking to these fellas, and I understand Hodges, and they were trying to work out a deal. And after he made certain commitments to them about working out a deal, and they were ready to bargain, then he sends them a letter in which he nullifies the whole deal. And they just say, these people are adults, they're not children, and they're not going to be pushed around. Mm. Now, I got a suggestion to make. You send Jim Reynolds down here, or Bill Weitz, with authority to speak for you, and I'll get these people in a room, and we'll work out some kind of a settlement.
All right, that'll be done, and he'll be on the road in an hour, and I know you'll do what's right, and what I'll do after this.
I want them to have full authority to speak for the administration and to deliver on whatever we agree on.
All right, now what I'll do is, I think you can work this one out with Continental. I think then we'll just have to get Wirtz back in this thing and let the dealings be with him from here on out. Because Frank Roosevelt may be...
Frank Roosevelt made some statements about this Continental deal, and then he sort of nullified the whole business and sent him a letter in which he didn't even refer to them.
I'll get Reynolds on the way and tell him to report to you, and go on and work it out, George.
You give him authority to speak for you, Mr. President, we'll work something out.
Thank you a lot, George.
All right.